Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Coop with Meyer Hatchery, where we talk all things poultry in hopes of educating chicken keepers and inspiring future flock owners. And I'm Jeff. Today, we are talking with Nikki Husted, author of Chicken Keeping Pure and Simple. In this book, Nikki shares her experiences with chicken keeping to help current keepers and soon-to-be poultry parents. You learn about many aspects of caring for chickens. Nikki's entire family shares in the chicken keeping tasks, and this book showcases many beautiful photos of Nikki's coop, flock, and the landscape around her coop that her chickens get to enjoy. Now, when you're placing your order at Meyer Hatchery for the book, Chicken Keeping Pure and Simple, you will enjoy 20% off by using the code BOTM23 at checkout. Along with your order of the June Book of the Month, you'll receive a free vinyl sticker. So, Nikki, what made you want to write a book? And how long did it take you to write Chicken Keeping Pure and Simple?
I found myself with a chicken keeping social media following, and I get DMs all the time asking me, what book do you recommend? What book do you recommend? And there really isn't a book out there that I would put my endorsement behind that does things the way that I do. And I know my followers want to know my suggestions for everything. And there's a million ways to keep chickens, but I really wanted to put out there what I do with mine. And not saying that anybody's way is wrong. Everybody has their different way of doing things. And that is totally fine. That's what makes chicken keeping so fun. You can really customize it to your own ways. But I wanted a book out there that kept things simple. And that's how I came across Chicken Keeping Pure and Simple. So that book is out there now, and I'm so excited to give that to people. It took me about, I would say, the better part of a year to get everything down in writing and have the photographer come out a million times to take pictures of the chickens. Can I just tell you the hardest part about writing the book wasn't getting the words down, but it was keeping my chicken coop presentable for photography. I had a photographer coming out when it was nice weather, and that meant I had to spend the entire day before preparing and getting things ready and all that stuff. So it was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of work.
Tell us about the hardest part of keeping chickens for you and your family. And what is the most rewarding part about them?
The hardest part about keeping chickens for myself and my family will always be losing one. I know that if you are a seasoned chicken keeper, or maybe just starting out, you probably have dealt with the loss of either a chick or an adult chicken. And my family really views them as part of the family, just like, you know, a dog or a cat. They're our pets. We don't process our chickens for meat. They live their lives here. Even if they aren't laying eggs anymore, we name them. We know their personalities. I spend a lot of time out there and get to know them. My kids spend a lot of time with them, and it really hurts us when we lose one, and it doesn't ever really get easier. We get a little bit more used to it, but it always will be hard. The most rewarding part about keeping chickens for us is got to be the eggs. I mean, why else, you know, do you get started with keeping chickens other than to get eggs? And we honestly, we don't eat a whole ton of eggs here. We do eat them daily, but you know, we're not eating every single meal with eggs. And we have 29 laying hens right now. So we get over 2 dozen eggs a day during peak laying season. And those eggs end up going to family and friends, and we sell them and we donate them and we give them away. And it, not just eating the eggs, but the color of the eggs and how beautiful they are, and being able to bless other people with farm fresh eggs that are fed where the chickens are fed organically. It's just so much fun to be able to share that part of our lives with other people. And people just don't get over how beautiful they are, how wonderful they taste, how fluffy they are when you scramble them, and how pretty they are. So we just love the eggs of the chicken coop.
Yep, you're right. Until you've had your own eggs, there's nothing like it. You can't compare it at all to store-bought eggs. Now, we love that your family seems to be as much into chicken keeping as you are. Tell us about when your family first had that conversation about getting chickens. Whose idea was it?
Okay, yeah, my family is really into chicken keeping. Not as much as I am, but yes, they do love it. And I don't think we'll be getting rid of chickens anytime soon. My kids, you know, they get so excited when we bring chicks home, and they get excited to name them and hang out with them, feed them, show them off to their friends. So chickens have really always been a part of our family. I was teaching kindergarten before I actually got married and had children. And I've been hatching chicken eggs since 2006. That was the first clutch of chickens that I hatched for those kids in my class. And I have been addicted to chickens since then. So it's been a long time. And I think, you know, my husband and I decided to have a family, we always knew that chickens were going to be a part of it. So definitely came from me and my ideas. Grew up with a lot of friends with farms and hanging out at the fairgrounds in the summer and 4-H and all that kind of stuff. So it's always been part of me, and now I get to share it with my family.
I love that your whole family is involved. Having your kids involved, especially, it's so good for them. Now, what is your favorite breed of chicken, and what makes that your favorite?
Okay, I could talk forever about my favorite breed of chicken. I really love all the chickens that I have. I don't have a breed that I'm just like, oh no, don't get that one. All of my chickens have been great, but my all-time favorite will always be the Orpington. I have, I don't know, probably 7 of them right now. And I love a few things about them. One, I love their size and their shape. I love a fat, fluffy chicken with their body composition. I just think that, you know, when you think about backyard chicken keeping, that is the picture that comes to my brain. Not the tall or flighty chickens. I feel like those don't. So I don't know. They just fit my views of chicken keeping, even though that's, you know, totally made up in my head. But I love the way that they look. I love their fluffy rear ends. I love to take pictures of them for Fluff Butt Friday. And I always tag Meyer Hatchery. They look really good on camera. The fact that they come in so many different colors is so fun to me. Right now I have a lavender, a splash, maybe 2 splashes. I can't remember. No, just 1 right now. A buff Orpington. I have a black Orpington. I have a blue Orpington. And that might be it right now. I can't remember. Anyway, they're really fascinating to watch. Mine are all chill. I like to say they're chill, they're calm, they're friendly. They're not going to want to be carried around the yard, but they definitely will come to me for treats. They'll hang out with me. One of them likes to sit on the back of my chair. One of them will climb up in my lap when I have treats. So they're just a lot of fun. I never have to worry about them being bullies in my flock. They get along with everybody. They make really great mothers. My blue Orpington, Ricky, is the star of my social media right now because she's raising a chick that another hen had rejected. And she's done that twice before. So she's a really great hen altogether.
The Orpington breed. You covered exactly why we always, that's the one I, when someone asks, which one should I start with? Orpington. Awesome breed. Totally. Yes, it's an awesome breed. Now, we are interested to hear your thoughts on the current spike in the interest in homesteading and chicken keeping. What do you think is the cause of it? And do you think this interest will continue?
There definitely has been a spike in homesteading, chicken keeping, gardening, that type of thing recently. And, you know, my family is getting more into it as time goes on as well. And I think there's a few reasons for that. I feel like people are looking for more control over what they feed their families. And it really helps give your family outside time and becoming closer to our planet. I think that is becoming more important for people, especially as our children are addicted to screens and we spend a lot of time, you know, doing things indoors. I think it's a really nice way to get everybody outside. I think over the years, we've gotten away from that, from having backyard chickens and a backyard garden and sharing honey with your neighbors and that type of thing, because I think the trend was being excited over convenience. As the world started inventing new things and new products and processed food, it was exciting for a while. And I think the world, at least here in the US, kind of got overtaken with that. But I feel like now people are looking for a way to get back to their roots and be able to provide for their family and know where their food is coming from. I do feel like a lot of it also stems from the cute pictures you see on Instagram or on Pinterest and online, and people are seeing these beautiful, you know, farmy coops and these people wearing little farm dresses and their kids carrying cute baskets. And I do fear that once people do get chickens, that they're going to see, wait a minute, there is a lot that goes into this that I wasn't expecting. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of heavy work sometimes. The cleanup is a chore all the time. And chickens die and chickens get diseases and chickens get parasites. And, you know, you don't really see that when you're looking online at the beautifulness that comes with it. So I do try to share that with my followers so they can see the real parts of it too. And I have had people message me and they've said, you know what? I was really set on getting chickens, but after watching you, you know, treat an entire flock for mites or talk about, you know, internal parasites, I think I'm going to take a pass on this one. And that, I think that's good too. I think it's good that people are seeing all sides of it on my social media, because I don't want people to be misled and go after the cuteness and then end up kind of disappointed.
I love the fact that you're telling your people both sides. That yes, chickens are fun, the eggs are great, but it's work. And you got to clean out the coop. And you got to deal with diseases. You get it all. But like you said, there are so many good rewards for it. We love that you are local to Meyer Hatchery. And we are excited to see our chicks on the cover of your book. And so many breeds within. Other than being local, what do you love about Meyer?
Yes, all of my chickens, almost all of my chickens in my book are from Meyer Hatchery or Meyer Hatchery eggs or eggs that came from Meyer Hatchery birds. So I've had a great experience with you guys for many years. I got my first set of hatching eggs in 2006 for my classroom, and they came from Meyer Hatchery, and I use them every single year. So that was really, you know, kind of cool that I kind of connected with you guys later on when I started my social media. And I love my experience with everybody there from all the departments. I've never had a bad experience. You guys are super helpful when I have questions or things go wrong. And out of all the chicks I've had delivered, I think I've only lost one and only had one, maybe one rooster mistake over the years. So I think that's a pretty darn good rate. And also my hatch rate from my hatching eggs from you guys is amazing as well. So I've always had good luck with you. I know that I can trust you. I've been to your facility multiple times, which is amazing. I've gotten a backstage tour of the sorting room on hatch day, and the biosecurity I know is always top notch. And I've always been really impressed with everything that you guys do. So yes, you are local. And I think I'm just really lucky to be this close that I can, you know, spend 45 minutes in the car and go check out what you guys have going on. And your store up front is so cute as well. I love that.
I thank you for your kind words. And we are so very pleased that you are one of our brand ambassadors. So we talked about the book and your favorite breed. What's next for the Houston Homestead? Any new poultry types or breeds in your future? Another book possibly.
Oh my gosh, what's next for us? So I feel like, you know, there's always something in the back of my mind that I want to get started, but, you know, things get in the way. But right now, more poultry. I don't think we'll be getting any other breeds of poultry. I have looked at quail. I'm not ready to make the jump with them. I like to do my research first, and I'm not ready with that. But I do love their tiny little eggs, and I think they're so cute. And people say they're super easy to keep, so I would love to learn more about them. No other farm animals. We do have 5 goats at our house right now, so I think we are at max with how many animals we can have. We do live in like a neighborhood, and my neighbors might disown me if I get too many more. I do have my eye on some pretty chickens. I'm looking at the Jubilee Orpingtons to add in. I would love a calico type chicken. So I've got my eye out for different breeds. We lost our Fibro Easter Egger that we got from you guys. She was taken by a hawk, I believe. So I'm looking to add one of those maybe this year, maybe next. We'll see. As far as projects, I am working really hard now on focusing on our garden. So last year it was just a human garden. This year we're transforming it into a chicken friendly garden where my chickens can help with pest control, and the food that is going to be grown is going to be edible to them as well. We do have another garden that we share with my dad who lives next door. So that would be the people garden. And then our garden that's attached to our fenced in chicken area is going to become a chicken garden. So that's our big project for this year. I'm also working on some partnerships, maybe some Purely Chickens branded things coming soon. So can't say too much about any of that, but keep your eye out for that. And then yeah, another book would be amazing. I have been throwing around some ideas, and they're possibly coming soon. And that's all I can say about that.
Yes, this book is great that you just did, and we are looking forward to your next one. So please keep us informed about when that happens. So in a nutshell, what is your number one piece of advice for a new chicken keeper?
All right. So my number one piece of advice for new chicken keepers is do your research before you get started. And I know it's really hard when you walk into the farm store and you find baby chickens that are waiting for you to grab them because they're so cute and take them home. But really, really plan out your process, because you don't want to end up with a coop and a run and a setup that's smaller than what your chickens actually need. It's really important to build something bigger than you think you might need. So keep that in mind too. I love a small starter flock of like 3 to 5 chickens. I think that's a really good number for people to get their feet wet and get started and let them grow to full size, see what they need, and maybe upgrade later on. But yeah, I think, you know, we all upgrade our coops eventually. So do your research first. That way you're not putting all this work in and then hating yourself later on.
Totally agree with that. So many times people call in for the first time, they've never had chickens and they want 100. No, please start small. Learn. Yep. Research. Totally agree. Well, Nikki, I want to thank you so much for talking to us today about your book. Great conversation, and appreciate so much you taking the time to talk to us. Again, it's Chicken Keeping Pure and Simple. And you can find it at Meyer Hatchery. And remember the coupon, BOTM23 at checkout for 20% off that book. And you'll enjoy it. And with that, I thank you for listening to The Coop. Be sure to subscribe. And if you'd be so kind, drop me a review. Positive, negative, I want to hear from you. Now, do you have a poultry-related question or a topic you would like me to cover? I want to hear from you. Send me an email at podcast@meyerhatchery.com. Now, remember, life is good because we have chickens.